Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Sal Rosalvato. I represent the New Jersey Gasoline C-Star and Automotive Association, formerly the New Jersey Gasoline Retailers Association. And we do not object to the consumers being properly notified with proper signs. We agree with the signage, but I have to reiterate what Mr. DeGesaro has just said. If there is a problem with the sign right now, on the first offense, it is a $1,500 penalty. That is a pretty good deterrent. To make that, to add an additional $1,000 is unnecessary. I would also like to point out that we police our own, and we have high motivation to police our own. If I own a service station down the street from somebody that is improperly signing, he may be drawing customers away from me and doing it in an improper manner. I can tell you, and I could guarantee that the officials that enforce these laws and regulations would sit here right now and tell you that we turn in people that are not doing things properly. I've made it clear to both members and non-members that I would turn them in. We do police our own, and we feel very strongly that an additional $1,000 penalty is not needed.
I'm not aware of it being an additional $1,000 per violation. I thought it was $1,000 flat. Where does the $1,500 come in?
The proposed bill says, Senator, in addition to the penalties in the underlying statute, there's an added $1,000 penalty. The bill doesn't reference, the bill doesn't have the underlying statute referencing. It's currently $1,500.
More than you were asking. And okay, John?
Well, no, I think what they're saying basically is that the $1,500 is there and you're adding another
$1,000. Yeah. I don't think Senator Turner realized that.
Okay.
Senator Turner didn't realize it.
As it stands right now, it's not, in law. I mean, it's not a statute. So this, as I understand it, we're charging anybody who violates this after this is passed into law $1,000 per violation.
If that is the case, then I could support it. If we would make the penalty for this violation statutorily $1,000, I mean, that's fine. Because you and I would be on the same page. But I think what they're saying right now is by regulation it's already $1,500. This would add another $1,000 and make it $2,500.
But if it's not law, how can it be a violation?
Senator Turner raises the point that if an Office of Weights and Measures official...
Excuse me, it is a statute. The $1,500 is a statute.
Yes.
So the thing is that if Senator Turner would just let the existing statute reign, it would be $1,500, even more than you wanted. Can we do that by amendment? Is that okay? Would you mind if we do it by amendment, and then we can just... and then we can pass this bill, I believe, unanimously, hopefully unanimously, with amendment, okay? Is that fine? At least improved.
So, in other words, put into statute what is codified at the moment.
The existing penalty right now being...
So we wouldn't have to pay 15 plus thing.
So just
we're okay with that.
So just to clarify, we would take out the last sentence of the bill in addition to the penalties provided in 5663. A retail dealer violating the provisions of this paragraph shall be liable for a penalty of $1,000. The 5663 is where the $1,500 for the first violation and the $3,000 for the second violation is. So a violation of this bill, now if we take out that provision, makes it a $1,500 penalty for the first violation, $3,000 for any subsequent.
Right now, are they mandated to put them up on the roadside too?
Can I answer? What is mandated, right now there is no mandate that any retail gasoline facility put anything out on the road at all. The roadside signs is something that over the last 10 or 15 years, virtually every gas station is put to show how they compete with each other. But what is required is that if you have a sign out on the street that says what your price is, it must match what the law says has to be on top of the pump. So if you have a price and give a cash discount, you must right now have both of those prices on top of the pump, and the street sign must match what the pump says, and there has to be a cash price and a credit price. That is in existence as of this very moment.
All right, thank you. Okay, so as
the problem is, not every gas station is complying with that. That's the problem. Because I have,
and that's what's going to happen.
Yes,
is that, and there's a $1,500 fine.
Senator, you
right
bring
now.
It to my attention through the chair. I will turn them in with joy.
My members
expect me to turn them in.
Yes, because it's bait and switch. It's not fair to the other dealers.
Senator, I will give you my personal
and
number.
And, of course, not fair to the consumer.
I will turn them in a heartbeat.
All right, we will now hopefully like to move the bill as amended.
To release S847 as amended, Senator.